This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, and we have so much to get to. Did you see this ad from Biden, AOC, and Ed Markey? Man, you want to talk about... It's impressive how much Democrats have made taxpayer funding part of their communist revolution. They are so good at it. And the GOP never fights back against it. This is part of that ratchet. This is part of the reason it only goes left. Listen to this.
I'm Joe Biden.
I'm Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
I'm Ed Markey.
We're here to share some exciting news with you. Americans can now apply to join the American Climate Corps.
Those who become American Climate Corps members will get paid to fight the impacts of climate change while learning the skills to be part of tomorrow's clean energy and climate resilience workforce.
Right now, we're recruiting for more than 2,000 positions located all across the country. To apply for an American Climate Corps job, visit climatecorps.gov.
We're counting on you.
2,000 jobs, government jobs, funded with your money. What are these jobs? Oh, green energy, dirty commie insanity. How many Republican agenda jobs are funded by the taxpayer in this country? Like zero? pretty much none. And yet this is what they do. And when the GOP takes over, they never undo it. Remember, I was being as tongue-in-cheek as I could last night when I was talking about Planned Parenthood, $1.8 billion of taxpayer money they've gotten over the last 3 years, when the GOP has promised for the entirety of my life to defund Planned Parenthood. The communists have made sure that their enemies will fund them. It reminds me of the speeches the dirty commies in the Soviet Union used to give, talking about how America would fund its own demise. They were talking about themselves, but really it happened internally. This is why they love guys like Mike Johnson. Headline: Democrats torpedo Marjorie Taylor Greene's push to oust Speaker Mike Johnson. She was going to bounce Speaker Johnson. And if he retired, or if a couple guys retired, Democrats would have had a majority in the House and they could have had a Democrat speaker. And Democrats said, nah, actually, we're good. If you try to vacate Johnson, Democrats have come out and said they will protect Mike Johnson because he's the ultimate Democrat now. He'll do and fund stuff just like this. He'll fund everything you don't want funded, everything I don't want funded. And he'll give Democrats cover while he does it. Because every single Democrat wish list item that he's funded, well, Democrats can honestly go to their voters and say, look, it was bipartisan. Look, we don't control the House. The GOP controls the House. Mike Johnson did that. Terrible, man. Terrible. What else was terrible? Is Corinne Diversity Hire still trying to keep her job? Remember they tried to have a coup in the White House? They tried to get her out of her job because she's really bad at it. She's really bad. But because she's a black lesbian, this was all from the article, because she's a black lesbian, they didn't feel like they could fire her. Oh, they're going to raise a stink, you know. Well, I don't know why they'd want to get rid of somebody who's so quick on their feet.
Is the answer no, the administration has not been in touch with anyone at Columbia?
I don't have any readout. I should have answered that in, I believe that was Jeff's question. I don't have any calls to read out to you of conversations with any university, university leaders at this time. Obviously, the president's going to go speak at Morehouse, and so we've been in touch with them because he's going to deliver a commencement speech. He's looking forward to doing that. It is such an important moment in time for graduates, and he's going to go, obviously, to West Point. Those are the two that he's doing.
Isn't this all fantastic? All these protests and things. In the end, isn't it fantastic? Because it's putting them in a terrible spot. You know, Trump, when Trump was in the White House and we had the organized civil unrest of the St. George Floyd protests, he didn't know what to do. The Trump administration didn't know what to do. Why? Well, everyone in America started to jump on the poor, oppressed black people, America's a racist country bandwagon. And Trump was always trying to do that Mr. Black People thing. So remember, he just, for the first 3 weeks or so, he just kind of hid in the White House and didn't really say anything. He even had a law enforcement roundtable with it, just kind of going along with it. And if he did say anything, he kind of would say Antifa, because he understood if he sends in the National Guard, then Trump's National Guard is on camera. You're arresting a bunch of black people. One bad thing goes wrong. Then he looks bad. So it just kind of paralyzed him with fear. Now, Biden and them are going through this. Isn't it awesome? I think it's awesome. I'm the only one who I think is enjoying the entire thing. It's wonderful. The evil universities, the evil students are fighting the evil professors at the evil universities inside of evil cities. Where's the downside? The White House is scared to death of the whole thing. Where's the downside? I don't see any. Hey, Jesse, I think if I was going to try to get my point across to these protesters, I would be playing the raw footage of October 7th on the biggest screen I could find. That way these kids would know what they're protesting and what for. Open their eyes to it, just like we had to do with the German public. Make them witness what they're agreeing to, said his name is Russell.
Yeah.
I understand that way of thinking. Show them the video. Just show them the video. I would push back on you that you're putting your values onto people who are not like you and don't share your values at all. If I showed you a video of something, of some kind, a video that totally destroyed your worldview on an issue, whatever that issue may be, pick your issue, I don't care. And I was to show you a video, you couldn't argue with it, here's a video, everything you believe is wrong. You would probably change your mind on the spot. If not, you might take a day or two, but that would be the beginning of the end of you thinking wrongly about the issue. You saw a video of it. But you have to understand that you and the communist are as different as an elephant and an ant. You're not the same species. You think because you turn on the television set and you see these people yelling and screaming and throwing things at each other, but they have flesh and blood like you do. They have skin and eyes and hands, and they walk upright on 2 feet, at least the non-feminists do. And you think to yourself, wow, at some level, we're kind of the same. No, you're not. You could rent out the biggest screen. You could rent out every screen in Times Square and play every horrible video from October 7th on the big screens in Times Square. And you could make every street communist in America sit down and watch those things. And you'd be lucky if you moved a single one of them. Communists are not moved by violence. Violence is part and parcel for who they are. It's always been built into communism from the very early age. Have you ever wondered why there's never been a peaceful communist revolution? Have you ever wondered that? Have you ever wondered why after they have a successful revolution, then more people die than died in the initial revolution? To a communist, if you know what, I really want to encourage you to go, what's going to be the best one? Honestly, Cambodia's might be better than anyone else's because it's more modern and there's more modern documentation of it that'll help everyone understand. To the communist, whenever he encounters a problem of any kind, killing people is one of, if not the first solution he comes up with every single time. To the communist, every problem, is a people problem. And so if you just get rid of some people, that's fine. The communist is not moved by murder, by rape, by violence. Every Democrat you know votes Democrat every single time. Women are being raped in America, statistically, more than ever in our history because of the barbarians who we don't keep locked up in cages and the barbarians we let across our border. Democrats know this. Democrats still vote Democrat every single time. You can't sway these people. You cannot. All right. Let me sway you. Let me sway you away from your cell phone. You see, your cell phone company is bad. I want you to do me a favor. Look up your cell phone company right now. Look up T-Mobile and ESG. Just go do a quick internet search. You happy to be funding that? Every single month you pay your cell phone bill, you fund corporate communism. Switch to Pure Talk, the patriotic cell phone company, the cell phone company whose CEO is a veteran. You don't have to change your phone or change your phone number, but you can. I need to emphasize that. You want a new phone, whatever you want, iPhone, Android, whatever, they have all that. But you can keep everything, your phone, your number. You handle everything over the phone and by mail. They're Americans who speak English. They're pleasant. Same 5G network is one of the big guys. You don't lose any service. Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly, switch to Pure Talk.
Truth, attitude, Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, going through all the news of the day. You can email us if you'd like, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Birth rates plummet to historic lows, and they're the lowest in blue states with abortions up to birth. We are not making enough babies in this country. In the West, it's not just an American problem. The civilized parts of the world are not making enough babies, and I don't have a solution on how to fix that. Well, I mean, I guess I do know how to fix that, but on a macro level, I don't know how to fix that, but I do know it needs to get fixed. And I do know these people are not going to deal with it. I'll tell you that much, because we do have some of the dumbest people in charge of our society. Did you hear Drew Barrymore interview Dome? Did you hear what she called her? Listen to this.
I've been thinking that we really all need a tremendous hug in the world right now.
Yeah.
But in our country, we need you to be Mamala of the country.
Not Kamala. We need a hug. And we need you to be Mamala.
I've been thinking that we really all need a tremendous hug in the world right now.
Yeah.
But in our country, we need you to be Mamala of the country.
What in the world is wrong with these liberal white women? I don't get it. Hey, Jesse, my 8-year-old daughter surprised me last night by turning on your show on her little CD player in her room. She sounds like a smart kid. I don't remember what hour it was, but you started talking about chalk and how ladies sometimes can't hear because your T levels are too high. I remember that from last night. Jesse, you got about halfway through the ad and the radio went silent. We both looked at each other and rolled our eyes. Jesse just thinks he's so hilarious. But then it never came back on. You literally broke the radio station with your excessive maleness. Until WHP 580, hey, that's a great station, gets a higher testosterone tolerance, maybe tone it down so we can actually listen to you. And her name is Katie. You know, Katie, that's my bad. I didn't mean to speak in a T tone that was above what your female ears could hear and what your daughter's ears could hear. I will try to make some adjustments. Look, whenever I feel like we've taken the T levels of the show too high, you know what I'm going to do from now on? I'm going to swoop in and play a little Mike Johnson.
We desperately need, the country needs clear moral authority. We need the president.
I bet you can hear him clearly, can't you? See that? See that? Immediately the T levels went from wow, man, to maybe a girl.
President of the United States to speak to the issue and say this is wrong.
I don't even know girl is the appropriate amount of T level there. That might be a baby.
What's happening on college campuses right now is wrong. It is un-American. It is not
a baby girl, even? I don't know, something like that. Let's get to some more emails. Oracle, on last Thursday's show, you announced 51% of Americans would not, or whatever, mass deportation, so on and so forth. He said, you ended your blazing buffalo and ranch-fueled tirade that a red state coalition needs to commandeer the duties of securing the border from the feds. I was wondering if you could expand on that. Are you suggesting a red state coalition would inherently be more successful in circumventing all the pitfalls that federal deportation would incur? Okay, so let's talk about this. What am I talking about? What have I been talking about when it comes to red states? Well, let's just walk through this again. It's clearly as day. Where we are at as a nation is, it's really bad. Let's just make this about immigration. We're just talking about immigration right now. Where we are at is dangerously bad, nation-ending bad. I read you the email earlier, but you didn't need me to read an email. You didn't need me to read you news reports. The federal government has been entrusted by the states. The states handed the power to the federal government to control immigration into the United States of America, legal and illegal. Because if you're in a country, immigration enforcement, citizenship, things like that, they really do need to be handled by a central government. Because Texas would run theirs so much differently than New York's, right? Different. You can't have that. When it comes to border security, immigration, citizenship, things like that, you really need a federal government to handle it for you. And the states understood that. So over time, it was not like this in the beginning, I should note. States handled their own in the beginning. But over time, states kind of came around to this concept that, hey, we can't keep doing this differently. You know, Virginia can't do it different than Georgia. That's not going to work. We need something more uniform. We have to do what we don't want to do, and we have to hand that power, all of that power, to the federal government. And in so doing, here's what we handed them. We handed them the job of working security at our home. Think about your house, your apartment. When we handed the government the job of immigration enforcement, we handed them the job of security guard. It is your job to make sure nobody can break into this home, period. Also, people who are allowed in and aren't allowed in, it is your job to strictly monitor that, to be very restrictive on who you allow in the home. After all, it's my home. You have been entrusted as the security guard. Now, that's how it was supposed to be and how it was. Let's talk about how it is and what that red state coalition might look like. Hang on.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Let's continue with our talk here because the guy was kind of asking, hey, this red state coalition of handling immigration enforcement, how would it look? What would it look like? Are we going to have problems there? And it's a very fair question, so we're just going to walk through this whole thing. And we were just talking about how the federal government, it was hired by the states to work security, to handle immigration. Who can come in? Who can't come in? Who's going to secure the windows to make sure nobody crawls in there? They're the security guard we hired to work our home, protect our home. They have since taken that job, and they have used it to not only open up our home to intruders, they have invited intruders into our home, and they're paying for intruders to travel to our neighborhood so they can break into our home. That's what the federal government, you understand that you, the taxpayer, through the federal government, you are funding illegal immigration into this country. You are paying for Visa cards for them. You're paying for their room and board. You're paying for their travel. When you run into a big group of them in the airport, those are your airline tickets. You are paying, because of the federal government, you're paying to have your home invaded and pillaged. It's not that the federal government as a security guard has fallen asleep on the doorstep and now people are quietly trying to step over him to go into the home. He's buying their plane tickets to the house. So let's begin here. We cannot continue like this. Otherwise, it's not a home. There's nothing. If the guy you paid to work security has chosen to go that route, you have to change it or you don't have a home anymore. So that brings us to where we are. I don't want to give up my home. I don't want to give up my country. I don't want to give up my community. There are huge portions of this country that are still wonderful and full of good people, and it deserves to be preserved and saved for my children and their children and their children after them. But how are we going to do that when the security guard we hired is ruining the home? Well, we have to fire him. And I'm not saying I want states to break away from the federal government, although I've been honest with you. I know that that is coming. That day will come one day. It's a long ways away, but it will come. So I'm not saying that. But what states do have to do is press the emergency button the same way all of them wanted to do for a chest cold. Press the emergency button, fire the security guard, come together as a coalition of states. Make it the southern states. I don't care what it looks like. Make it Texas, Oklahoma, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, both Carolinas, Tennessee. I don't care what it may look like. Make it Montana, Wyoming, the Dakotas. Bring in some northern states. Iowa. Strengthen your coalition. Start a red state coalition and simply declare to the federal government, you're fired. What's that mean? Here's what it means, federal government. We will be building the wall here in Texas with the aid, the funding of other states in the coalition. They will help us build the wall. We will be securing the wall ourselves. Border Patrol, as much as I love my Border Patrol guys, you work for the federal government. You're all fired. You can leave now. All of you leave. This is now a red state coalition guarding the border thing. Our red state coalition, we will guard the border with deadly force if you attempt to come into this country illegally. Because without the threat of deadly force, there is no security in the end if you follow it to its logical conclusion. So we will use deadly force to secure the border. We will build the wall. We will deport every single illegal we get our hands on for any reason. If you get caught jaywalking for some tacos, you're gone. We will check your immigration status. The second you make contact with law enforcement, you are arrested, you are deported, and anyone else who came with you, gone. And the federal government will obviously scream and yell when that coalition forms. They'll say no. They'll say you can't do this. They'll say we will step in. And that's when you, because you're a coalition of red states with all kinds of economic and military power, that's when you turn towards the federal government and say, no, this is how it is now. We have taken our immigration stances. Well, we've taken our immigration enforcement. We've taken those powers back from you. Don't try to stop us or we'll arrest you too. And you arrest anyone from the federal government who tries to stop you. Politician, military, don't care who it is, FBI. If they come into your state and attempt to interfere with your sovereign coalition's authority to enforce immigration, then you arrest them, try them, and throw in prison. And I know this sounds crazy, right? It sounds so far outside of the norm. Well, it's how it has to be. What's crazy, what's outside of the norm, is the federal government purposely opening up the borders of its country so its country is flooded with criminals. That is insane. People, when I say stuff like that, I'll get all kinds of emails tomorrow. Are you insane? This is too far. This is too crazy. No, what we have now as a nation is insane. If you went to any other period of time in history, pick your nation, pick your empire and walk into that country and talk to a normal person on the street and tell them, hey, we're here in England in 1550. Hey, did you know King, whatever his name was in 1550? Hey, did you know King, what's his dork in 50? Did you know that he's opened up the borders of England on purpose, and now poor criminals from all over the world are coming into England on his invitation? They would look at you like you had a third head. Well, I guess a second head would be just as crazy. They'd look at you like you had a second head growing out of your shoulders. They would say, wait, what? He would never do that? What? People don't do that. What are you talking about? That's what's happening in the United States of America. Advertising that the border's open, paying them to come here, and then paying them once they get here. What I'm saying, as outlandish as I understand it may sound like, it's the only chance we have. You're not getting these people out. Now, to answer this guy's question, because it was a very legitimate question, he's basically asking, well, are the red states going to have the temperament? Are they going to have what it takes to deport entire families, to round up every illegal and send them back home? Are the red states, are they hardcore enough for that? Well, that's a very good question. Probably not. As I've said, red state coalitions, whatever else we may talk about here, we can only save this country from the culture up, from the bottom up, from outside the power system up. And when I say that, I'm saying we have to begin in our own communities, changing the way Americans are educated, changing the country's culture itself. That's where we have to begin. We have to begin changing the American people. We don't have a politician problem. We don't have a Joe Biden problem, a Trump problem, a Republican problem, a Democrat problem, a Mitch McConnell problem, a Thomas Massie problem, a Nancy Pelosi. Pick your politician. I don't give a crap who it is. We have a people problem, in that the people don't have the stomach to do what it takes to save the country. Many of them don't even know that they need to step in and save the country. And yes, you're right. That is a bigger problem. All right. I want to get to a couple other things before we get to headlines I didn't get to. Before I get to those other things, I want to get to this. We do have a federal government that is against us. You know that. I know that. And you know, courtesy of the Republicans in Congress, that they will now continue to hoover up all of your data as fast as they can. Your cell phone is a tracking device that makes phone calls. Your laptop is a tracking device that makes phone calls. And big corporations and a big evil government, they are sucking the data out of that thing as fast as they possibly can, unless you have it in a silent bag. SLNT. They're patented. They are signal-blocking Faraday bags. When you're not on that smartphone, it's in a silent bag. On your laptop, when you're not on it, it's in a silent bag. SLNT.com/Jesse saves you 15% plus free shipping on qualifying orders. Get your smart devices in these things. SLNT.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, but we will be back again tomorrow to do it again and again and again. That's actually not, that was way too much. We're only going to do it one time tomorrow, one time. I guess you were probably confused, so allow me to explain it to you.
This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe. A winner. A winner.
A winner, Chris. A winner. You don't know anything about that. So I've talked about how cold the Biden administration is. And listen to Corinne Diversity Hart.
Is the president frustrated that despite the fact that he continues to say what he has done, that some Americans are not feeling the impact of
so,
his policies.
So, look, we have seen some consumer confidence go up over the past couple of months, and I think that's important to note. And so that is out there. That data is out there. Look, this is a we're talking about a president who understands what it feels like to sit around your kitchen table and have to make difficult decisions. We get that. He gets that. This is why he's trying to build an economy from the bottom up, middle out. He's been very, very clear about this is a sympathetic president, so he gets it. So he's not going to be frustrated by that. What he's going to do is continue to do the additional work to lower cost and do everything that we can.
Yeah. People can't afford to eat.
Nearly everyone I've talked to recently is just like, yeah, haha, I can't really afford groceries. I guess I just have to cut it down to two meals a day. And groceries are a little too much. Got to see like how long I can get my food to last me.
Two meals a day. Got to see how long I can get make this food in the fridge last me. Here's the Secretary of State.
At the same time, we're driving private sector investment into Ukraine. There are tremendous opportunities despite the difficult circumstances. And we're seeing tremendous interest in that. And even the initial success with that, including Ukraine's success in making sure that the Black Sea is open again to its commerce. It's actually exporting more through the Black Sea now than it was before.
Nearly everyone I've talked to recently is just like, yeah, haha, I can't really afford groceries. I guess I just have to cut it down to two meals a day. And
at the same time, we're driving private sector investment into Ukraine. There are tremendous opportunities despite the difficult circumstances.
Nearly everyone I've talked to recently is just like, yeah, haha, I can't really afford groceries. I guess I just have to cut it down to two meals a day. And groceries are a little too much. Got to see.
At the same time, we're driving private sector investment into Ukraine. There are tremendous opportunities despite the difficult circumstances.
I hate these people. Let's get to some emails. Let's get to some emails and some headlines. I'm not going to go off on it. Look. I want to focus more on Mamala.
I've been thinking that we really all need a tremendous hug in the world right now.
Yeah.
But in our country, we need you to be Mamala of the country.
I can't take it anymore. Jesse, you talked yesterday about the sweet elderly delivery lady, how the government's sending money to everyone in the world, no money for her. Yet you always talk about getting rid of entitlements like Social Security. Hold on now a second. Her name is Coco. She says, take care. I love the show. I have never come on here and said that we need to take away anybody's livelihood. That's not what I said. What I said is that's coming. That the money is gone and we need to start doing whatever we can do to ease the landing, to make it a soft landing for everybody. I've never said, come on here. Hey, I've never come on here and said, oh, but you're retired. Your Social Security is your entire income. I think we should take that away and you should go out in the street and starve. I've never said that. And I don't believe that. That's totally wrong. You make that promise, people pay in their whole life. That's not what I said. But what I said is you're going to have adjustments in these programs. Whether you want them is not important. They're coming. Believe me, they're coming because money don't lie. Money don't lie. Chalk doesn't lie either. They have the best natural herbal supplements there are. Did you know that? And I know a little bit about natural herbal supplements because it was some years ago when I started to really sour on big pharma stuff. I really just do not like medicine, pills. And I understand there are some beneficial medicines out there, but I really started focusing more on natural things. I wanted to stay healthy. And I wanted to stay healthy without any big pharma pill bottles. The only bottles I have are Male Vitality Stack bottles. Well, and I do have some Chad Mode, if we're being honest. But Chalk is my first stop when I'm looking to improve on something. They have gigantic discounts on subscriptions. So go get yourself a subscription. Save some money. 20% increase in your T levels in 90 days, gentlemen. Female Vitality Stacks for the ladies. You want to feel like $10 million? Go start Chalk. Believe me, 90 days. Give it 90 days and you will feel so good. I just love feeling good. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
One more final thing. I'm sorry. Before I do headlines, I know I get distracted. It happens.
But my focus is
Just stay focused.
I have to play you this from Secretary Austin.
Most conflicts of this type, it ends in, with some sort of negotiation. And again, if that happens, when that happens, we want Ukraine to be in the best possible position to be able to achieve its goals.
Excuse me? Negotiation? You just told us that we had to send $61 billion to Ukraine so they could win the war and defeat Putin. Otherwise, Putin would march through Europe. Is that not what you were told? Chris, Michael, that's what I was told. Is that not what you remember? Am I remembering that wrong? That's what we were told. That was yesterday. They signed the bill. Before the ink's dry, they're already coming out there and saying what you already know. Well, I mean, most of these things end in a negotiation, after all. Don't be crazy. I hate these people.
And now...
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Prosecutors say they will not retry an Arizona rancher accused of murder near the U.S.-Mexico border. His name's George Allen Kennedy. He is, by all accounts, a wonderful man who protected his home from an illegal. The only reason this ended in a hung jury is because one piece of trash Democrat got on the jury and hung the jury. Everyone else knew he was innocent. So you freedom-loving Americans trying to avoid jury duty, please stop doing that. Get on juries and make sure you do the right thing, especially if it happens to be an FBI case, an ATF case. Do the right thing. New poll reveals which party is more enthusiastic about the Biden-Trump rematch. Well, in case you're wondering, and I hate to spoil this for you, it's not the Democrats, being as how their guy can't talk. Five West Virginia middle school student athletes banned from future competitions. Five middle school girls showed more courage than most people on most elected officials in the GOP have ever shown. So impressed by these young ladies. Ladies, I'm proud of you. If you are listening, that's freaking awesome what you did. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll do it again tomorrow. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.